Window to the World, Spring 2013, Volume 16, Number 1. Ed Byrne, Editor. Newsletter of the Tennessee Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. 403 7th Avenue North, Nashville, Tennessee, 37243. Phone 615-741-3915 or 800-342-3308. Fax 615-532-8856. Email tlbph.tsla@tn.gov. We hope you enjoy this audio edition of Window to the World. We must ask that you return this issue in order to continue receiving future issues in audio format. We apologize for any inconvenience this may cause you. This publication is also available on the library's website, www.tn.gov/tsla/lbph. In PDF and MS Word formats, and as a streaming audio file. The Great Magazine Conversion. You've asked for this many times. Now it's happening as you read these very lines. Our parent organization, the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, NLS, is converting audio magazines to digital book cartridges. When this transition is completed, hopefully by this summer, all of your audio magazine issues will arrive as digital book cartridges. The audio cassette versions will stop. Here's how the digital magazine conversion will affect you. You will have to have a digital book player to listen to your audio magazines. If you don't have a digital talking book player, please contact your reader advisor to request one ASAP. If you receive more than one audio magazine, your magazine cartridge will contain the current issues for all of your audio magazines. Each cartridge will start with instructions telling you how to navigate among the issues included. Magazine cartridges will be a light blue color and come in dark red containers with distinctive logos. Each cartridge will have a reversible postage-free return mail card in a slot of the back of the mail case, just like a DB book. You must return your magazine cartridges just as you return digital book cartridges. If you don't return these cartridges, you won't get any more magazines. Cartridges cost the NLS about $8 each, so we can't afford to send you a new one for every magazine issue or even every month. The audio edition of Talking Book Topics, TBT, will come on a cartridge with your other magazines. Order forms for TBT will be mailed to you in a separate envelope. You must return the cartridge with the audio edition of TBT, even if there are no other magazine issues on the cartridge. There is currently no defined checkout period for magazine cartridges. You can keep your magazine cartridges as long as you like. You just won't get any new issues until you return them. Remember that current issues of all audio magazines are posted to our barred download service as soon as they become available. You'll get your magazines faster if you download them, and you don't have to return downloaded issues. Another great idea. Your editor is famous for thinking up great ideas for other people to work out. We're happy to let you do all the work and have all the fun as long as we get all the credit. So here's our latest. Many of you don't have the computer skills, or high-speed internet connections required to download books. In the past, we have suggested that you put your relatives, especially the grandkids, to work downloading books for you. For those who don't have family nearby, we have another suggestion. Why not promote a volunteer downloading service in your community? It could be done through the youth ministry of your church, a local school, a service group, your book club, or another community organization. NLS and the Tennessee Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, TLBPH, do not object to your having a trusted friend, relative, or caregiver download books for you. All we ask is that these helpers observe the BARD pledge and do not make downloaded books available to anyone who isn't a certified patron of a library network. So why not check with your pastor, local Lions Club chapter, or other community volunteer groups? You'll be surprised how many people are willing to volunteer help, especially when it's an activity that they can do in their own homes or parish halls at no cost to themselves. You can provide the blank NLS cartridges or USB drives, and the volunteers can copy downloaded books onto them for you to read at your leisure. Your editor will be happy to talk with representatives of these groups and explain how the BARD download service works. Just a thought you're free to consider, as long as your editor gets all the credit. Other sources for scripture. Over the past several years, we've given Aurora Ministries a number of plugs because many patrons have reported that this organization is reputable and reliable. There are, however, a number of other organizations that make the Bible and other sacred writings available in audio, braille, and large print formats. For a listing of these sources, contact your reader advisor and ask for a copy of the NLS Reference Circular, Bibles and Other Sacred Writings in Special Media. Or you may visit this document online at http://www.loc.gov/nls/refrence/bibles.html. Correction. In last issue's Getting a Copy to Keep article, we listed an erroneous phone number for Aurora Ministries. The correct number is 941-748-3031. We had the exchange listed as 738. We apologize to our readers and to Aurora Ministries. Living with your digital player. Dialing down the back chat. As almost all of you are aware, our digital players talk back to you. Every time you touch a control button or arrow, the player announces the name of the control you've just pressed. This feature is a great help when you are learning how to use the player, but some readers find that over time it gets to be a bit of a bore. You know you've hit the volume up arrow and you don't want to waste an extra second every time you tap it. There is a very simple way to change this routine. Turn the player on and make sure you do not have a book cartridge or USB drive plugged in. Press the fast forward and speed down arrows simultaneously and hold them down until the player says reduced verbosity. The reduced verbosity command turns off all but the essential announcements. The player will still tell you which book you are playing, how far you are in that book, and how much time you have left on the battery. But it won't repeat every control name every time you touch one. If you find you missed the chattier version, it's easy to switch back. With the player turned on, remove your cartridge or thumb drive, and hold the fast forward and speed up arrow keys down until you hear the player say normal verbosity. Your player returns to its original loquacious but well-intended self, kind of like your editor. Do be aware that advanced players, those with serial numbers beginning with DA1, are set to reduced verbosity when they arrive. If you want the enhanced audio feedback on your DA1 player, just press the fast forward and speed up arrows down simultaneously. You'll hear the normal verbosity message. Dialing up battery life. Some of our digital players have been having battery issues, to use a current fashionable term. Ideally, the batteries on these players should charge up enough to give you 29 hours of playing time on a standard digital cartridge. As the battery ages, a player may offer considerable less playing time after a recharge. In some cases, it may not recharge at all. If you experience either of these problems, here are some options to consider. Try a hard reset. Plug the player into a working outlet. Remove the cartridge or USB drive you have been using. Press the red on-off button and hold it down for 7 seconds. The player will beep once and say, "Player on." Turn the player off and leave it connected to a live power outlet for at least 3 hours before you turn it back on. Press the on-off button twice to see if the player has recharged successfully. Try the Create New Profile command, the three up arrows trick. Warning, this command will erase the current position markers on the books you are reading, along with any bookmarks you have created. Plug the player into a working outlet, turn the player off, and remove the cartridge or USB drive. Press the volume up, speed up, and tone up arrows simultaneously and hold them down. Press the on-off button. The player will announce creating new profile. Turn the player off and leave it connected to a power outlet for at least 3 hours before you turn it back on. Press the on-off button twice to see if the player has recharged successfully. If neither trick works, then contact your reader advisor to request a replacement player. Preventing battery failure. When you are listening to your player on battery power, never let it run all the way down. If the battery runs down below a certain minimal charge, it will not recharge. When the battery gets down to less than 1 hour of playing time, the player should announce battery low and turn itself off. When you hear this announcement, plug the player into a working power outlet and allow it to recharge for at least 3 hours before you turn it back on. Sometimes the hard reset or create new profile tricks will fool a player with a depleted battery into recharging properly, but not always. If you plan to read a book while you're going to sleep, use the sleep control. Hitting the crescent moon sleep control will allow the player to play for 15 minutes before it turns itself off. You can hit the sleep button up to 4 times in a row, which will give you a maximum time of 1 hour before the player turns itself off. If you don't use the sleep button, you may fall asleep and have the player run all night. You could well miss the battery low announcement and end up with an unrechargeable battery. Keep your firmware updated. Firmware is computer code in your player that, among other things, controls the battery charging process. Newer versions of firmware correct the bugs in older versions. To find out what version you have, press the sleep button 10 times in a row, all within 1 minute. The player will announce the serial number of your player and then the version number of the currently installed firmware, version 2.1. The latest version of firmware now available is version 2.1.7. If your version number is 2.1.6 or lower, you can update your firmware by going to the following web page: http://www.loc.firmware.com. www.gov/nls/dtbm/. The site will tell you how to download and install the latest version. It's probably a good idea to check this site every 3 or 4 months to see if a new version has been released. If you don't have internet access, you can still keep your firmware up to date. NLS is including firmware updates on many new cartridges. These cartridges will automatically check your player's firmware and, if necessary, update your player. If you have questions or concerns about your player's firmware, please contact your reader advisor. Remember that commercial USB drives use considerable more electrical power than NLS digital talking book cartridges. If you are using a commercial USB drive for your download Bard books, you will reduce the battery's playing time by as much as 10 hours. The player may tell you it has more than 29 hours of battery charge remaining, but may only give you about 18 or 19 hours of actual reading time. Free computer screen readers. We've recently learned about 2 open source computer screen readers that patrons can download for use with Windows computers. As many of you probably know, screen readers are programs that translate the words onto a computer display screen into speech so that blind and visually handicapped people can operate their computers by ear. Open source usually means that these products are free to the user. The 2 products are Non-Visual Desktop Access, NVDA, a program produced by NV Access Limited of Australia, and Thunder, a program produced by ScreenReader.net, a subsidiary of Great Britain's Communication for Blind and Disabled People. You can find out more about these 2 products and the organizations that produced them by visiting the organization's websites at http://www.nvaccess.org/ and http://www.ScreenReader.net/. Both these programs have been available for about 2 years now. At the request of the Royal National Institute of Blind People, Access World, the online magazine of the American Foundation for the Blind, AFB, compared the 2 products back in August 2011. You can read the group's report at http://www.afb.org/afb-press/pub.asp?docid=AW120803. The price of commercial screen reading programs like Window Eyes and JAWS has discouraged many visually impaired patrons from learning to use personal computers. These patrons are effectively cut off from online library services like the NLS Online Catalog, the Bard Download Program, and the Reads Download Service available through many Tennessee public libraries. If you decide to give one of these open source screen readers a try, we'll be eager to hear about your experience. Give us a call and let us know. You'd be helping us and your fellow patrons in the bargain. Scholarship opportunity. To recognize achievement by blind scholars, the National Federation of the Blind, NFB, annually offers blind college students in the United States and Puerto Rico the opportunity to win one of 30 national scholarships, worth $3,000 to $12,000. The deadline for applications is March 31st, 2013. For more information, please visit https://nfb.org/scholarships. The library will be closed on Good Friday, March 29th. This publication was supported in whole or in part by the Institute of Museum and Library Services under the provisions of the Library Services and Technology Act as administered by the state of Tennessee. Window to the World is published quarterly by the Tennessee Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, Tennessee State Library and Archives, Department of State. It is available in audio, braille, and online at www.tn.gov/TSLA/LBPH. Please call the library at 800-342-3308 to request alternate formats. Administration and staff. The Honorable Trey Hargett, Secretary of State. Chuck Sherrill, State Librarian and Archivist. Ruth Hemphill, Director. Ed Byrne, Assistant Director. Carmelita Esau, Computer Specialist. Deborah Puckett, Administrative Assistant. Circulation and Repair Staff. Larry Connor, Materials Manager. Jerry Kleinard, Dwight Davis, Ron Gross, Bill Kirby. Reader Advisors, Ginger Tessier, Annette Hadley, Amy Tangerstrom, and Chris Chaco. In providing information to readers, the announcement of products and services should not be considered an endorsement or recommendation by the library. Department of State, Authorization Number 305-224-6700 copies, March 2013. This public document was promulgated at a cost of 7 cents per copy. Narrated by Brooks Crowell at the Tennessee State Library and Archives, March 2013.